Okay, here's an example of actually a fairly common situation in the real world. In this case, Morton borrowed, he has a mortgage or borrowed $160,120 to buy a house. And his mortgage is 30 years. Now, I know that by reading this problem, and according to the problem, the mortgage was taken out 20 years ago. There's 10 years remaining on the mortgage, so that's a combined total of 30 years. The interest on the mortgage is 6%, and the payments are made monthly. So really what I have here is an annuity. Well, actually what we're going to do, I guess I should explain, is first we're going to go through and compute what the monthly payment is on Morton's mortgage. And then what we're going to do is compute how much Morton owes on the mortgage right now. Now, Morton already knows how much his payment is. We're just going to go through and do the computation to just show you how this is done. First of all, we're going to do Part A and Part B separately and consider them mutually exclusive. So forget about Part B for the time being. When I'm computing the payment on a mortgage, I know that mortgage is an annuity. And I also know when I get that mortgage, I'm getting the amount today. So that's the present value of an annuity, and that is represented in this case by the $160,120 that Morton borrows. Now, in this case, originally, the number of payments, now this is originally, it was for 30 years, 12 payments per year. So there were 360 payments that were set up originally. The interest on that was 6% per year, but divided by 12 because we want the monthly interest, which is at 0.5% or 0.5%. Now, to compute the payment that Morton has to make, all we have to do is recognize that this is the present value of an annuity. And when he took out the annuity, in this case 20 years ago, the value of the annuity was the $160,120 mortgage that he, or amount of the loan. And what we're going to do is just plug into the equation that is used for the present value of an annuity. Now, by the way, I know this is an ordinary annuity because when you take out a loan, your first payment isn't as soon as you walk out the door with the loan. Your payment is one period later. And in this case, that means 1 month later or the end of the month. I'll let you look up this equation, but I'll plug in the information that you would if you had the equation in front of you. And that would be 1 minus 1 over 1.005. Remember, we have to take the 5% and put it in decimal form, and that would be, the 0.5% or 0.5% and put it in decimal form, which is 0.005, and then to the 360th power. And then that all divided by 0.005. Okay, now I'm going to work please get out your calculator, and I'm going to actually walk you through this, how to do the actual computation using the equation. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with what really is the most complicated portion of the computation, and that is what I've just circled here. So what we're going to do down below is I'm going to find, let me get my pen back together here, this will be payment times some amount that I'm going to put in these parentheses here. So with your calculator, do this. Put in 1.0, first turn it on, put in 1.005, hit your Y to the X key, and then hit 360. The result you see should be 6.022575. Then take the inverse of that. When you take the inverse, you should see 0.166042. Then subtract that from 1.0. Now the way you would do this is hit your plus minus key, so that you turn in what you have on your screen, which is the 0.166042, turn that into a negative number. And then add 1.0 to it, and you should get 0.833958. Now divide that number by the 0.005, and the result that you get should be 166, I just lost my calculator here, give me a second, 166, and I'm going to round off, it'll be 7916. .7916. Now take a look, let me put it on the left side here. Take a look at what we have here. We've got 160,120 is equal to whatever the payment is times 166.7916. So we can do the algebra very simply here. The payment is equal to the 160/20 divided by the 166.7916. And that's a simple computation to do. When you do the computation, you should find that the result is equal to $960. So that is the payment that Morton is making every month on this mortgage. Now, just to show you how you would do this using your calculator, it's pretty simple. You just plug in N equals 360. That's the total number of payments. I slash Y is equal to 0.5. PV is equal to the 160/120. FV is equal to 0. We put commas in here just to separate these. And then when you solve for the payment, you should find, the way I set it up here, that would be a negative $960. Okay, now what we'll do next is we'll take this information and solve part B, which is, as you can see here, ask how much Morton owes on the mortgage today. Well, let me get you a clean page here so that we can continue with this particular problem. Okay, on this page, let me just summarize what we've just done. We've determined that the payment that Morton is making each month, his mortgage payment, is $960 per month. Now, look at what the part B says. It says if Morton wanted to pay off the mortgage today, probably should say if Morton wants to pay off the mortgage today, for how much must he write the check? Now, the next sentence is important as well, because it says assume that Morton has not made the mortgage payment for this month, which is due tomorrow. Now, first of all, certainly this is an annuity. And what we're going to do, let me draw a cash flow timeline, a portion of a cash flow timeline anyways, so that we can set this thing up. Let me put it down right about there. And here's what we have. We're going to have a dot, dot, dot type of thing here. Again, here's what we have. We've got, let me separate these enough so that we have some space. We've got today, which I'm going to label as period zero. The next payment that needs to be made, or I shouldn't say next payment, 1 year from now, or 1 month from now, is period one. 2 months from now is period two. And then if you think about it, in this case, I'll put it over here to the side, Morton has 10 years remaining on his mortgage, and there's 12 mortgage payments, so Morton has 120 payments remaining. So if we can carry this all the way out to the right here in the cash flow timeline, that means this should go 119 to 120. And what Morton is going to do is make payments of a $960 every month. So the cash flow timeline looks something like this. Okay, now what we're talking, by the way, this up the interest would be 0.5%. Now what we're talking about is 120 payments remaining that Morton has to make. And remember, all of these payments include interest and repayment of the debt. So what we want to do is pretty simple. We want to compute what the present value of this annuity is today. And now what we're talking about today being 20 years after Morton has lived in the house after he got the mortgage. So we're going to compute, again, we're going to compute the present value of the annuity, but in this case, we're actually going to compute the value of that annuity. And the reason why we want to do present value of an annuity, because remember when we compute present value, we take interest out of the future amounts. So in this case, we're going to take the interest out of every one of those 120 payments of $960. So that's exactly what we want to do. We want to take the interest out. So let's do that computation. And I'll just plug the information in here. Again, you can look up the equation itself. The present value of an annuity, well, first of all, let's back up. Because we need to make a determination as to what type of an annuity this is. The last sentence in the paragraph above says, assume that Morton has not made the mortgage payment for this month, which is due tomorrow. So let me change the color of my pen here. If I do that, really what I'm saying is that the next mortgage payment is due right here. It's due in the current period because Morton hasn't made his most recent mortgage payment. So if you think about it, what that means is this is an annuity due. So we've got to compute the present value of an annuity due. And again, the definition of an annuity due is that the payment is made at the beginning of the period. And in this case, the question would be, is the next $960 that Morton has to pay, is it made currently, or is it due currently, or is it due in 1 month? And according to the problem, it's due currently. All right, so let's plug in the information here. If we plug in the information, all the numbers that we have, this would be 960. And again, you can look this up. Here's what the equation, the actual computation would look like as set up as an equation. Remember, 6% is the interest rate, and the interest is per month is 0.5%. And because this is an annuity due, then we have to multiply it times 1.005. I guess I should put braces around here just to put everything together. Okay, now if you work this out, and I'll let you do the actual computation yourself for what I have in the brackets, but let me give you what the result would be. And again, the easiest thing to do is the same as we did on the previous page, but then multiply the result time. Well, it's not the same because we have 120 periods rather than 360, but then the approach is the same. And then multiply the ultimate result by 1.005, and the result that you would get for the entire amount that's in the brackets, or the braces, excuse me, would be 960, and the brackets would be 90.52382. And if you work this out, the result that you get is 86,902.87. And again, I'll show you very quickly here how we do this with your calculator. N is going to be equal to 120 because there's 120 payments remaining. I slash Y would be equal to 0.5. The PMT, or the payment, is the annuity payment of $960. And future value is 0 because we're not dealing with that. And what you've got to do, I'll put it over here, you've got to flip the switch on your calculator to the beginning. And when you flip the switch and you do the computation for the present value of the, in this case just present value, in this, which represents the present value of the annuity, you should find the result is equal to $86,902.87. So the answer to part B is that Morton would have to write a check today for almost $87,000. To be exact, it would be $86,902.87. This represents the present value of all those $960 payments that remain, all those $960 payments that remain on Morton's mortgage. Now remember, what we've done is taken out the interest from each of those payments. In fact, if you do a computation here to determine what the total amount would be if Morton decided to go ahead and continue making his mortgage payments, then what we know here, and you don't have much room, but I'll go ahead and stick it over here to the right. I'll just call this total. The total, whoops, is equal to 120 times 960. And that result is 115,000. Oops, $115,200. Now this particular amount, let me change pens and circle this as well. I didn't change the color, but that's okay. What this represents, what I just circled, the $115,200, that represents the total amount of the remaining payments that Morton has to make. In other words, the 120 payments of $960 each. So if he makes all those payments, he's going to pay $115,200. But if we go down below here, and now I'll change colors, and just star this, what we're saying, if Morton makes his payments today, pays off his mortgage today, he'll pay $86,903. If he waits and goes ahead and makes all the payments, put two stars up here differently, he's going to pay $115,200. The difference between these two amounts is 28,000, let me write it over here, getting kind of messy here, but it's 297 dollars. This amount right here represents the interest that Morton would pay over the remaining 10 years of the life of the mortgage if he continued making mortgage payments. But that also represents the interest that Morton would pay, would save today if he decided to pay off the loan for $86,903. And again, the logic, just to conclude this, the reason why we need to compute the present value of those $960 payments, the 120 payments that remain, is because we want to take all the interest out. The interest is charged because if Morton kept the mortgage, because he'd be using somebody's money. And that's the rent or the charge to use that money. Well, if Morton doesn't use the money anymore, he shouldn't have to pay that rent. In other words, he should not have to pay that interest. He should not have to pay the $28,297 of interest that remains on the mortgage. And that's exactly what we've done with the computation here.